Also, just a heads up, at a point in the next probable 10 minutes, I'm going to be answering the door and paying for a pizza, so we should probably keep that in. I'm just saying.
Okay. Hey, say hi to the... What's the delivery guy's name? What's his name?
What's your name? Suikan? Yeah. His name is Suikan.
Tell him he was just on a podcast.
You're now on a fantasy hockey podcast. You're going to be famous.
What are you doing? Are you having show?
Yes.
It's alive?
Yes.
So I can rejoin? Hello? For Vancouver? I'm Alex's mother.
So to recap, in the quarterfinals, the 8th seed So-So Stevens, a.k.a. Derek, beat the number 1 seed Brent's behind, a.k.a. Nick. Couldn't make that any more clear.
Alrighty, I'm gonna start counting down the losers of this week.
Okay.
The losers?
The losers.
The losers.
I don't like the counting down of losers. Let's do a different countdown.
Okay.
Can you count down your favorite politicians?
Ooh.
In reverse order?
No. That's a... Wait, just single transferable vote? Is that what that is?
Wait, yes.
What? Yeah,
where you rank them? Oh.
And that's how you elect them?
Yeah.
I love it.
Could you submit a ballot for our countdown, please?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to count down the last 4 text messages that I've received. Don't think so. Okay. Not yet. I love boobs.
Cool story, bro.
All right. And thanks for joining us for another episode of the Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Alex and Dylan. And joining us today is our guest host, Kirk. How are you, Turk?
Doing really well.
Awesome.
Wait, you just gave him the job of co-host?
No, guest co-host. Guest co-host.
Guest co-host.
Guest co-ho salmon.
Guest co-ho Cody Hodgson.
Guest co-ho. And also, we have the Corbin King of New Haven, the one and only Stephen Rayor. Our favorite politician, poli-sci, prof? What are you now, Steve?
He's a doctor.
I'm an instructor, but I'm also in the Stanley Cup Finals, so I don't care what I am.
Okay, sweet.
You're in the sexy Gretzky Finals, not the Stanley Cup Finals.
It's all the same.
All right.
I feel like instructor is probably the least flattering title you could give yourself as like a university professor, don't you think?
But I'm not a professor. That's the important distinction. A professor is somebody who is on tenure track or...
But I feel like if you called yourself lecturer or something, that'd be better.
I could call myself lecturer, but instead I go with instructor and we all have to deal with it.
Instructor makes me think of like a yoga instructor. Is that what you do in your classes?
I'm treated with about as much respect as you treat your yoga instructor, Dylan. So.
You just tell all your students how to move the parts of their body in specific ways.
And then I constantly ask my yoga instructor for extra credit. Is that normal?
I think you can go to jail for that, Fergie.
Okay.
Yeah. Extra credits in the shower after.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mary, kill yoga, Pilates, and Zumba.
Alrighty, so this is a fantasy hockey podcast. In case you
you're right, Steve. It is a fantasy hockey podcast. More importantly, we are big fans of hockey, and we should probably start off with a regret from last episode. Dylan, do you want to regret and own up to your mistake?
The story that I told twice apparently was incorrect.
So last episode we were recounting our Wikipedia viral page of a list of ice hockey nicknames and the story behind Ray Ferraro's nickname of Chicken Parm, which is, as Dylan so eloquently put it, because he just ate chicken parm, was wrong. And as we all know, that's a ridiculous story for a nickname, because otherwise than that, I would be known as Sushi, Steve would be known as I just assume
Italian
Steve,
wedding soup.
Italian wedding soup. I just
Kirk,
assume Steve,
Kirk would be known as
Domino's. I'm ordering and paying, literally paying for Domino's right now. I'm punching in my PIN number.
Hey, say hi to the, what's the delivery guy's name? What's his name?
What's your name?
Sweekan. Yeah.
His name is Sweekan.
Tell him he was just on a podcast.
You're now on a fantasy hockey podcast. You're going to be famous.
You just freaked out at Domino's delivery. Yeah,
that guy ran so far, so fast.
Kirk, you didn't mention our name. That was another potential subscriber.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, go back. Go back.
Go get him.
Should I run out after him? He's already left. He's, no.
Just shout stlouisshoes.com and then he'll get it. Guerrilla marketing.
As I got up to pay for it, my roommate also got up to pay for it because he apparently has independently also ordered Domino's at the same time. You can tell that you live a really good lifestyle. Here.
So he'll be back. You can just tell him when he gets back.
Right now.
Just make sure you tell him stlouisshoes.com.
I will. When he comes
all
back,
the information you need to know is on stlouisshoes.com.
Wouldn't that be incredible if he just walked back to his car and grabbed a second pizza and rang your doorbell again?
Unfortunately, because I know it's Domino's, I know that it's not going to happen because Brayden, my roommate, has his screen open and has not yet left for delivery. So he'll be back. He'll be back. I'll
you've got the
chance.
The
I gotta say
timer.
Domino's is probably the worst pizza to order.
No. Pizza Hut is worse. Pizza Hut is far worse.
Okay. Rank the following. Boston Pizza, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Panago.
Panago's
Little
number
Caesars.
One.
No. Panago Domino's number one. One. That pan pizza, that medium pan pizza is like, oh, it's
Kirk, you can't actually have a pizza in front of you. It hurts you're going to say the company of the pizza in front of you.
I mean, sweet kind of
any real pizza is going to be better than any hypothetical pizza, is what I'm going to say.
Steven, are there different pizza places in Ottawa? Do you have a place called like Ottawa Pie or something like that?
There are lots of different pizza places, but we also recently have started getting Panago. So Panago and Domino's are kind of my top two.
All right. Well, look for Panago and Domino's in your next fantasy hockey draft, because that's what we are, a fantasy hockey podcast. But just to go back to the story about Ray Ferraro just eating chicken parm and his name being Chicken Parm is ridiculous. It's because that's just a ridiculous premise for a nickname. What actually happened was Ray Ferraro likes to eat chicken parm. Apparently it's a pretty common meal in the NHL circles. And he apparently spilt chicken parm all over himself. So,
this is a much better story.
Yeah. The crowd seemed to like it. But perhaps what's even better than the story is what happened this championship bracket today in our fantasy hockey league, The Winter is Coming.
Tell us all about it.
Well, we had, last week was the week of upsets. We had Vladimir Putin winning the Russian election. We had Loyola College going to the Final Four. We had UMBC beating number one seed Virginia. And we also had the Beast of New Haven beating up who did he beat? Steve?
Henrik and Morty.
It doesn't even matter anymore. They're dead to me.
It doesn't matter, he says. And we also had Steve, the eighth seed, beating up somebody else.
You've gotten them mixed up again. That was Derek that beat up.
Oh gosh.
I know they're both Asian and it's hard to tell them apart, but
Nick 2 is redeemed.
And I know that Derek tried to help you by naming his team So-So Stevens. it was Derek that beat Nick Prime.
So to recap, in the quarterfinals, the eighth seed So-So Stevens, a.k.a. Derek, beat the number one seed Brent's behind, a.k.a. Nick. Couldn't make that any more clear. And the number 7 seed, Beast of New Haven, beat up Henrik and Morty, a.k.a. Commissioner Greg. So
Commissioner Greg, yes.
So that sets us up for a really nice final, because all the other matchups went according to seed, where we had the 8th seed versus the 3rd seed, which was Babies Got Backland, a.k.a. Megan or Paul. And we got the Beast of New Haven, our favorite instructor, Steven, facing, once again, Megan or Paul, the Godfellas. And as...
Did everyone follow that? Because I don't know. It seemed pretty clear, but...
Okay. Over-explaining is my deal. This game is called Fantasy Hockey. So what we do is we have collections of players. And I'm joking. I'm not going to do a connection. Take it back. So hockey is a game that was invented. I'm kidding. We're not going to do this.
No, I don't know what to back further.
Okay. So...
Ice is made when water...
So... there was water a primordial is... soup and electricity was involved. I don't know. I was trying to explain how the earth was.
Is that what
formed.
Happened?
I've heard primordial soup.
Some like, mud was hit by lightning and Keanu Reeves walked out.
I don't know.
Just a reminder, this is a fantasy hockey podcast.
Steve, you're an instructor. Want to help us out here?
That doesn't mean I know everything about everything.
Oh, okay. Could you tell us about the political systems of, like, single-celled organisms or something?
Anyway, so what were the results of this week, Fergie? How did our semifinals play
So
out?
Our semifinals went out so. We had Derek, as of now, which is 9:42, March 25th, so barring any sort of crazy amount of stat
corrections are already in, there will be no changes.
Sweet. We now have officially... The So-So Stevens, a.k.a. Derek, beating up Babies Got Backland, 10-1.
Crazy.
A monster matchup. Who makes the seeds? Like, Derek is criminally underrated.
Who put bets on Derek? Because the payout's probably pretty large right now.
Derek having a monster week, especially in assists. He more than doubled what Paul had. With 33 assists, buoyed by Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, 1 goal, 4 assists, Taylor Hall, 2 goals, 3 assists, he concludes, and former Steve pickup, Clayton Keller, 2 goals, 5 assists. Steve, how does it feel that you'll be now playing one of your original people that you used to have?
Oh, that's fine. I'm not going to be going up against Derek in assists. He's got that category, so I'm going.
You heard
it
here first. He's punting assists. He also has Edler, who had 2 goals this week. Crazy.
Yeah, he's also dropped Edler since.
Yeah, he only got him for the 2 goals, and then he was like, "Bye."
I'm just gonna say the last two like big winners. Like I know Steve, you had a pretty handy win over. Over your opponent last week, and you had Daniel Sedin, and now the other blowout this week, Derek, he also had Daniel Sedin. So I just got to think whoever has Daniel Sedin on their team this week is going to win. Hello? Okay.
I don't think your theory was very well received.
But that's so here you go. So Derek's on to the next round.
I think we need
the tickets. So yeah, it's true. Let's see here. I believe I can fly. Right. So our other matchup, Steve, take us through it here. You had a notably worse performance. You had 17 goals. 14 assists, and it was a lot closer, 7-3. Who do you say was the standout of your team, and who needs to like really pick it up next week?
Well, I just want to actually say, even though my numbers in assists don't look that great, I would have beaten Derek this week. I would have beaten him 7-5.
Wow.
Yeah, because my all-star performance this week comes from Jake Allen.
Incredible. Are you gonna do something about that? Maybe on a certain Wikipedia page?
No. His nickname is terrible, as per the Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey podcast. That's an official source, according to Wikipedia. So
week 22.
I can't change his nickname. I stand by it. But he had a good week. So go Jake Allen.
It's true. Since recording our podcast in his last three games, I don't want to say that Jake Allen listens to the podcast, but he has had an average of less than a goal a game. 0.99, but still less than a goal a game. And a pretty handy save percentage. All his last three games of save percentages have been above 9.5, which is a stark difference than what you've been accustomed to from Mr. Jake Allen, a.k.a. Terrible. Who's do you think you're going to be rolling with Jake Allen next week? Like ride the hot hand or...
Yes, definitely going with Jake Allen.
Sweet.
And because the final week is 2 weeks long, I have to figure out my strategy for Derek, because my usual strategy of pick up every player available and play them as frequently as possible will probably not work as well.
Perfect.
How many players did you pick up and drop this week?
I probably have...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, every day I was picking up two players and dropping two players.
Yeah, you're perhaps the... let's take a quick look at the league standings here. You, Steve, are now up to 35 roster moves, and I assume all 35 have happened in the last couple weeks.
That sounds about right.
And Derek's at 35 roster moves, also probably in the last couple weeks as well. So you're content. So just kind of looking at the next week, couple weeks here, where you're playing Derek. So you're going to be playing your opponent, right?
I am going to be playing Derek.
I meant like, as in like,
I think that's how it. Opponents work.
Oh, gosh, I am falling apart here. You're going to be playing like head games with your opponent, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
No, I mean, I think Derek's a great guy, and I think he's got a good team, and I'm excited to play him, and we'll see who comes at the victor at the end.
That was, I mean, Steve, you got to have more than that. Like, this guy is the only guy standing between you and our trophy, and he, you know, he doesn't even think that you're worthwhile playing. We received mail and messages recently saying Steve is trash. Does he even know how to play fantasy hockey? Give us some fire here. Like, now's your time to put Derek in his place.
He's entitled to his opinion. You know, he doesn't have to pump my tires. I think we're just going to play the best game that we can. Get out there, play a good 60 minutes, and make sure we're doing clean passes and getting good shots at the net.
Spoken like a true hockey player,
oh my
I guess.
Gosh.
Cool story, bro.
Steve. Just for full disclosure, I did tell Steve right before we recorded this podcast to like really bring the heat, and that's what we got.
Fergie, why don't you pretend to be him? You're for hire, right?
Okay, right. Okay, so, who am I putting on blast here? Is it Derek?
Derek.
Okay, all right. So Derek, you are a pharmacist, so you should understand chemistry. But you know, you look at your team, and looks like you have so many centers and wingers that. You know, how can anybody be possibly productive in this environment? And you're always, you know, your goaltending's Hellebuck and Subban, who, you know, Hellebuck is, you know, really close to Hella Suck. So he might not be very good. And Malcolm Subban isn't even the best hockey player in his family. So I don't know why you would choose him.
Okay, there now you. Do the other side.
Okay, Steve, you are, I don't know. I like your team. I think your team will win.
Oh, amazing.
Well, okay. Where should we go from here?
Well,
let's talk to Kirk.
Let's talk to Kirk. Kirk, you've been working on something. Why don't you run us through Mulch Madness?
Sure. I was one of the teams. I was also named YOLO Swag this year. And I was also YOLO Swag is what I should say, actually. I should know the name of my own team. I didn't make the playoffs. And I felt like my team was better than not making the playoffs. And I wanted to make sure that I wasn't the worst of the bunch. So I wanted to figure out who was the worst of the bunch. And so I formed a bracket of all the teams that didn't make the playoffs and created a chart where I tracked every single player to figure out winners of hypothetical weeks played between the teams that didn't make the playoffs. So thankfully, my team was the better of the matchup against YOLO Swag Swahili in that first week matchup. So I don't have to have the mantle of being the worst team in the league. And so I've created a chart to figure out who is going to be the worst team in the league.
So you've been doing all this work just to prove that you're the best of the worst.
Well, I'm not the worst of the worst. I don't know.
Not
if I'm
the worst
best
of the worst. Because if you're not last, you're first, right?
Yeah, that is the inverse, and that is true as well.
So who's in the final matchup? Who's in the matchups this week? Who did we have in the Mulch Madness bracket this week?
So this week was the semifinal, and it was I'm Bettman versus Tootin in a Stall. And I'm Bettman squeaked out a 4-3 win.
And when you say win, close. You mean...
I mean that he beat, like, he wins, so he doesn't have to move on to the loser championship to play YOLO Swag Swahili in the losing final.
Oh. I see.
Hello, Paul
Vancouver. I'm Artie's mother.
Hello?
Is it alive? Yes. I'm alive. Hi, Richard, I'm alive. Anyway.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! That was the most amazing. What?
Quick, tell her about stlouisshoes.com.
Sorry, my Domino's order is here.
Oh, yeah. More like Mominoes. Hey.
Am I the worst team in the league or no?
No, you are not. You made it through that first round. So the worst team in the league will be decided over the next 2 weeks in like a mirror championship. Tootin in the Stall versus YOLO Swag Swahili, where the loser will carry the mantle through the entire summer of being the worst team in the Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey League.
What will be their prize?
Just shame and derision.
Well, I think if I can convince Brent to turn his mini Stanley Cup into the Mulch Madness Cup, that maybe we'll have an award for the loserest loser. This season, have we talked about our
like you suck or something?
Have we talked about our winningest trophy yet? Like our first player trophy that I ordered that I haven't gotten yet. Have we talked about that on the podcast?
No. So far in terms of trophy talk, we proposed that Greg buy this photo of Sexy Gretzky on the ice. It was like an oil painting that he had that he had found in like a different cafe, but apparently that wasn't there anymore.
No, he went back, and the painting had been purchased. Unfortunately, I mean, it was a hot commodity. I don't know how it lasted, or I understand why it didn't last that the 3 days that it took him to get back there. So, in memorial of losing what would have been the best trophy for a fantasy hockey league, we tracked down a high resolution copy of the photo, and I have ordered it on a glass shard. I don't even know what that means.
Coincidentally, this episode is brought to you by Fracture, fracture.me. And,
no, I looked up Fracture. I was gonna do it through Fracture, and they're like way too expensive. And our photo, I don't think, was even that high resolution. It wasn't that good. But as soon as I get my hands on it, we will put photos of it online, and I will also be mailing it to the winner. And I honestly, I just want to mail it to Steve so he can record himself opening it.
Steve, as potential victor. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that it should go to Greg. I think once I win, it should say, you know, Beast of New Haven, winner of the 2008 Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast.
2008?
Whatever year it is, who cares?
It's 1397 in the Persian calendar, in case anyone was wondering.
Was that your Domino's delivery person telling you that?
No, I just found it was Persian New Year the other year, and I was other day, and I was wondering what year it was.
Just a couple of years ago, I found out it was Persian New Year. They count every year in 1.37 years.
Okay.
The trophy, I don't know what I'm talking about. The trophy also has some questionable font choices on it, so I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Excellent.
Steve, as the potential victor of the league, what would you propose the Mulch Madness trophy be?
Well, I've always thought that the winner should choose the new name for the person's team next year. That should be
trophy. Oh, right. So good. I forgot about that. Write that down. Good. Somebody write that down. Alex's mom, write that down, please.
Okay, sorry. There's something happening outside. Oh, it's all good. all right. So, apparently my mom stepped on the sliver is what happened.
Mm. Oh. Should we interview her for the podcast?
Oh my gosh, this is falling apart. Okay.
Ask her what her favorite pizza place is.
Yeah, distract her, right, while you take the sliver out.
Tell let's me bring your it back. Favorite pizza.
So Steve was saying that the winner this year should name the team of last place or the person that they won that they beat in the finals.
Both.
Okay, so winner this year gets to name last place, winner of the Mulch Cup, and the second place team, because second is literally the worst thing you can be.
Perfect. Perhaps Steve can also be considered like kind of the heel of our league, kind of like the instigator, and that's not true at all. Like, Steve is the most tame person.
Steve is totally the face.
But Dylan's definitely the heel of the league. I think it's the one guy that kind of a lot of people revolve around, and the heel kind of comes from this wrestling term in the WWE. I think it's long been played by this guy named Roman Reigns, but recently there's been some like crossover, like a lot of all-star athletes like Ronda Rousey have come into the WWE, Brock Lesnar. And now, recently, NFL punter Pat McAfee signed a 2-year deal with the WWE. And that kind of made me to, you know, wonder what current NHL players would be really great in the WWE.
Okay, so current NHL players, I think that there's a couple of standouts.
Or any NHL players. Yeah.
I think there's a couple of standouts for current NHL players. Obviously, the Rat, I think
Brad Marchand
would, like, just soak it up. I honestly, like, as much as I hate him, I would love to listen to him on just, like, a direct mic feed for an entire game. I think it would just be the most hilarious piece of entertainment, like a behind the scenes, like an HBO special where it's just mic'd up NHL players for the entire game, like not edited. But I don't think that would ever happen.
My pick would be Ovi. I feel like you could do a couple things with it. Like, I feel like Ovi loves kind of being this guy that loves to like kind of be really flashy. Like, he takes his really hard shots. He's a big hitter, but he's also extremely talented on the offensive end. And I think it'd be really great. Also, you can kind of play up his, like, Russian-ness a little bit. Like, he could be, like...
he would just be called like the Russian. Like, that would be his name.
That's exactly what he would be. And that'd be really, really fun to see. Kirk, do you have any standouts?
Yeah, I was thinking that Zdeno Chara should be in the WWE just because he's humongous, but also because he has that kind of, he would play up that weird racist anti-immigration foreigner character, you know, like his whole identity is based on some like flawed racial stereotype, and that he would like foment anti-immigration values in like middle America. And I think that would play really well into the WWE's demographics. I think that would, I think that fits their brand as well as, Chara's, I guess.
Steve, do you have any picks for your WWE NHL crossover? Is Steve still there? Maybe not. Am I still here?
You're still there.
I love when you question if anyone's still here. We need crickets. We definitely need crickets. If Steve's not going to answer, then I think bye, Steve. I think my like all-time NHL non-playing or playing would be Jeremy Roenick. He would be amazing. And I feel like he already is a WWE character. Ty Domi.
I know Brett Hull was in it. It was in a couple episodes of WWE. I saw that on the internet a couple days ago.
No way.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck Norris, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Brett Hull in 1999 on WCW nice. Monday Night Nitro. What the hell? That's incredible. Why would Brett Hull be on there? Like, what would he be?
I have no idea. It's 1999, I guess. He was really good.
Probably his most popular American NHL player.
But he was also Canadian, wasn't he?
But he played for Team America.
That's true.
Team USA, right? So, I mean, it was him or Mike Modano. And we all know Mike Modano is being loaded into an ambulance, I guess. I don't know.
Have any of you guys... Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. How is that? That feels like that was part of a WWE.
Like this is the dropping
segment.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys been to a WWE event?
No. Nope. I've never watched one.
You've never watched one on TV? Kirk, have you?
No.
And I've watched it on TV like when I was 12.
Oh, but you've never been to one live?
No.
I went like 2 or 3 summers ago. And it was actually one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen. Yeah. And I wouldn't say conned into going, but some friends bought tickets and they were like, this is like a one-time thing that you just need to do. And we sat second row. We were on the floor on the second row. And it was honestly one of the funnest things that I've ever done. The amount of like, there's this weird thing that they talk about in wrestling where they're like looking, where you like look for moments of realness. Like, because everyone knows that it's fake, and the people that are wrestling are like, they're putting on a show, and the audience knows that it's not real. But every once in a while, they like put in these little moments where you think that something might be real, like a mistake or like something that happens where you're like, I don't think that could have actually been scripted. And there was a few moments like that when we were there. One of them was when Roman Reigns came out for like the final, I don't know what you call it, the final fight of the night. And he got thrown into the audience and then like ran up the stairs and just left. But when he got thrown into the audience, it looked like the people that are around him like started beating him up. But I guess they were just, I don't know, plugs or plants. That's what they're called, plants. It was fun.
That reminds me, I have actually been to a professional wrestling event. It was like super low level amateur professional wrestling, if that's a thing, at the Cloverdale Rodeo Grounds. And it was so uncomfortable. Like, there were midgets who fought, and there were like older middle aged women who were fighting. And it was like incredibly uncomfortable, but also like weirdly entertaining. I don't know how to process these feelings.
like a total sideshow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's something about that though that like it just seems like it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was fun. Like I noticed it.
It seems like a lot of fun. I definitely would go to a WWE event. I mean, especially those like super high profile, like the cage, the Rage in the Cage or whatever.
SummerSlam.
Those always seem really fun. Yeah. But I noticed another mention Patrick Laine, who's kind of like an underassuming character when it comes to all this, because I think early last week, Patrick Laine took a shot off the foot and it was deemed to be a pretty serious bruise. And there's a potential that he was going to be out multiple weeks. And then he ended up missing like two games. And he continued his hot goal scoring play and it seemed like he didn't miss a beat. Which is a little coincidental, because also recently he's been growing out his beard, looking really shaggy, and perhaps, I don't know, I'm just presenting the facts, but could we presume that Patrick Laine is actually just Wolverine?
I did notice in his hockey gloves little slits on his knuckles.
Yeah, true. We haven't seen him without gloves. I noticed he always wears gloves when he's playing.
So he's always wearing gloves.
Yeah, it's a little suspicious.
I don't think he is Wolverine. I don't think he is Wolverine, but apparently he does have a nickname. He was back home. He was called Pat Sook.
Ooh.
Okay.
And the description after that, it's why do they call you Pat Sook? And he just said it's like Datsook with a P. Man,
hockey players are the worst.
But so he could be the other Finnish Wolverine, aka Pat Sook.
The Finnish Wolverine. I will aptly edit the Wikipedia article.
Alex, to answer your question initially, if he's Wolverine, I don't think he's Wolverine. I think he probably just does steroids. I mean, I've watched Icarus like yesterday, so I'm very much in this like, wow, everyone's doing steroids all the time kind of mode.
Kirk's very woke right now.
I think that's what's going on there. I think he's just doing performance enhancing drugs, and that's why he's recovered really quickly. But if you're like comparing him to a Marvel character, that would make him much more closer aligned to Captain America, who is basically everyone's favorite user of performance enhancing drugs. So it's fine.
This is true. Captain America is basically just a steroid addict.
Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on. Did Captain America do drugs? Does he continue to do drugs, or did he just do drugs the one time?
Just the one time, but still, like, Barry Bonds is a villain because he did performance-enhancing drugs. Lance Armstrong's a villain because he did performance-enhancing drugs. But Captain America is somehow like a saint. Like I don't understand.
The saint Captain America.
Saint America.
America.
Yeah.
Are there any other superheroes that are just drug addicts?
I mean, I'm sure there are, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Is Batman a drug addict?
Oh, but you know, I don't know, but he's done them. Like, you know, he's been down that deep well of despair, and it's probably led him to some heroin in the past.
Is Jessica Jones a drug addict? I think so. She's a drunk.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of Jessica Jones?
I watched the first episode.
The first episode of the first season.
Yes. Much to the chagrin of both my roommates, who are huge nerds. Back. So. Hey, you missed my hot take on Captain America.
Ah, shoot. I only can assume it was TJ Oshii.
What? No.
I don't know.
I guess so. Yeah, no, you're right. It could be.
Yeah, that's probably more like Five Hole Terry from the juniors a couple years ago.
Sure. I don't know the juniors' knowledge too well. But perhaps one of the reasons why Patrick Laine can't actually reveal his full identity as Wolverine is the fact that they wouldn't allow superheroes to play in the NHL. Recently, there was talks of a rule change that, you know, wasn't necessarily about letting superheroes play in the NHL, but more so
very much was not that.
but more so about the real superheroes in the NHL, the refs. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I go to a game, and a lot of people are cheering for the Canucks or not. I guess they're cheering for the Canucks to lose right now, or they're cheering for the Knights. And I personally just cheer for the refs. I hope that they have a really fair game. I hope that they don't get accidentally knocked down or anything like that.
You hope that Weidman isn't on the ice to dizzingly smack somebody in the back of the head and concuss them.
Right.
And by somebody, I mean a linesman. This is what Alicia does. Last time we went to a hockey game, she was cheering for the refs.
Yes.
But I don't know how the refs can win.
I'll tell this story. The first time I ever watched an NHL game, like live, in my adult life, so not like as a kid, was the Canucks versus the Flames. And I remember, like, I went early. It was one of the first times I ever gone early to one of the Canucks games. And there was, like, I just noticed, like, when the lights came up, it was like during, like, the height of the Canucks power. So there's a lot more hype around it. And, like, the ice was all clean, and all of a sudden the linemen came out to, like, skate their laps. And I could just not keep my eyes off one of the linemen because he was just a giant. Like, I've never seen such a tall human. And yeah. it turned out this guy named Mario Cilic or something like that. And
yeah.
Apparently he was, like, a legend in the game.
Yeah.
The game being referees. And
the game being hockey.
And I just remember, like, anytime I went to a game after that, I was like, I really hope Mario Cilic is going to be at the game. Mike Cilic, thank you.
That's what I thought you said the first time.
Okay. But he retired the season after. But not after an illustrious career as an NHL linesman. But he also missed all this drama that's been happening recently in the NHL. Which was, you know, all this goaltender interference stuff and all that kind of thing. And, you know, Elliot on 31, or this is our regular segment, 31 on 31.
31 on 31, yeah.
Yeah. where he was kind of, you know, the refs are just sick of being chastised in the media and all that kind of stuff. So they've kind of relinquished control of the goaltender interference call to the NHL head office. So that's kind of like the big big change in the rules. I think that's going to be instituted pretty much right away.
Yeah, it was pretty much it was a decision that was going to be implemented I think in the next games right after the GM meeting.
Right. Which I didn't realize you could just change the rules like that. Like I thought there had to be like a vote and a lot of deliberation. You would have to go before the Supreme Court, and there's a whole bunch of steps you'd have to do. I'm like, hey, if I, you know, win the lottery and decide to invest my money in an NHL franchise and allow myself to be in the position to change rules like this, what kind of crazy rules would I change? Do you guys have any thoughts what kind of rules you would institute?
No blue line.
Yes. Agreed.
Straight up, like, roller hockey style, where the red line is basically your offside. Wait, no, they don't even do red line for offsides.
No.
Yeah. Nope. No offsides.
I think we should also play the cul-de-sac at the same time. Like, just forget about the ice, forget about everything.
Just play cars in a cul-de-sac? Is that what you said?
The neighborhood. Yeah.
Just have cars drive through the instead of stoppages in play, like instead of referees and whistles, just have fucking cars drive through.
Yeah.
Car.
Well, we already played that clip of the Zamboni running over those KHL hockey players.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't the best idea.
Yeah, and just the idea of like cherry picking as well. That'd be hilarious.
I think it would be just fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kirk, what would you change, Kirk?
Yeah, I think that I really don't like it that on a delayed penalty call, if you score a goal when you've pulled your goalie leading into a penalty or a power play, that you lose your power play. I think that's garbage. I think that you should, if you score before the power play, you still should have your power play.
Yeah, yes. It should give you a superpower play. You should get a 3-minute power play after.
Whoa, yeah.
Ooh, like a multiplier. It's like a,
yeah, it's like a multiplier. It's like multi-ball. Hey, there we go. Multi-puck. Why don't we play multi-puck?
That kind of leads me into my idea. I feel like you should be able to designate like five minutes during a game where all goals count as two for your team.
Mm.
And the ice turns like it starts glowing. They have like RGB underneath the ice, and the lights just start going around the edge of the ice, and that signifies that it's now 2x multiplier.
But on that front, I think they should also have free reign on the sort of interference and like home ice advantage stuff, so you can like have lights shining in other teams' eyes. Like, you need to make it as hard a place to play in as possible, right?
Make home ice advantage great again is what I'd say. why don't they have like when you have home ice advantage, you get more, your offensive zone is bigger, or like your defensive zone is smaller. Like, you move the lines based on who has home ice advantage. Or just do what they say happens in NHL, like the video games, ice tilt. Have you heard of that? Ice tilt is the idea that when you're playing certain opponents that are not good or better than you or in certain ways, that the game will like handicap you so that it's harder for you to play. And it's usually just the people who are always losing that say ice tilt exists. But let's make ice tilt real. Why don't we just tilt the ice in the direction of one of the goals?
Or I think maybe if we can't get the no offside, like no lines rule instituted, how about anytime you gain the offensive zone with like the blue line, you can go all the way back to center ice without having to re-tag. So kind of
like a basketball kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like a half-court basketball kind of thing. Yeah, like that.
I also think you shouldn't be allowed to ice the puck when you're on a penalty kill.
Yeah, that should be nice. If we're talking real changes, I think that would definitely increase the amount of pee-pee scoring.
Another thought I think would be cool is if the ice surface itself, like the size of the surface, wasn't uniform. So like in baseball or in soccer, your field can be whatever size you want as long as the nets are the same size, like a uniform across the league. So then you'd have like
soccer's like that
advantage. Yeah, your field can be whatever shape or size you want.
Wait,
I mean, within
whatever shape.
Well, sorry, has to be a rectangle. But
what if it's a rhombus?
It would be very difficult. But you'd have some fields that are wider than others. They're all kind of the same length, but the same different widths. So you'd have different teams suited for different environments, which I think could be really neat in hockey.
It used to be like that, though. There was a lot of ice rinks that had like different materials that the boards were made out of. I think the Boston Garden, the original Boston Garden, was like really narrow compared to the other ice surfaces out there. And it's only in like the last, I guess, 30 years when they started building these massive sports complexes that they started standardizing the ice sizes. But it always feels like that would have been, you know, it would have been, it throws that little bit of randomness into the game. Not like hockey's not random enough already. With baseball, I think it's kind of cool though, because, well, I have a question about baseball. If the field sizes are all different and you hit a home run in like different fields, are they not worth more in the fields that are bigger?
You'd think so, but no, they are worth the same statistically. But you'll have teams like players like Larry Walker, who played most of his career in Colorado in like a stadium that's quite a lot higher, so the ball flies further. So there's a lot of people who don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame because his numbers are inflated by where he played most of his career, which I think is bullshit, but that's what an argument people make.
Is that why McKinnon is so fast?
Yes, that is why.
Because the air is thinner there?
Yeah, I mean, I would also love to see like no limits on equipment as well.
No limits on equipment.
I was going to say no equipment.
No equipment. Do you not remember what Garth Snow looked like before he retired? The guy had French doors on his legs.
Okay, maybe not like the goal equipment, but like I'm talking about like the stick curves. Or like, I don't know if there's like goalie glove like limits or something like that, but I would love to see like if somebody wanted to wear like a pitcher's mitt or something like that, they could wear that.
So like play with like a lacrosse stick with a net on the end of it and do all sorts of stuff that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that. I don't know how I feel about those changes. why don't we just turn hockey into lacrosse on ice?
I mean, why not?
That might be fun.
I don't know. There's something, like, remember when we watched the NHL game and Johnny Gaudreau did the stick handling and it was, like, this mesmerizing?
The skills competition?
Yeah.
Or just generally when Gaudreau does the stick handling?
I guess both, because he's also done that whole ice end-to-end ice thing, like, yeah. I guess another thing maybe in icing, like, you know, in the last minute of the game where, like, the team might ice it and then they can just bring their goalie back for the face-off. Be really entertaining if you couldn't bring your goalie back after icing it, after you pulled your goalie.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you have to have, like, a defensive zone face-off with no goalie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. but I think the one rule change we all can agree on is that everybody in NHL has to listen to the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast.
True.
yeah.
Kirk, before we get going here, do you have anything to plug for your week?
Sure. I have one thing to plug is that currently, though it's gotten like no play on this podcast, but we've been currently doing a March Madness bracket, which I have a pretty good chance of winning. Greg currently is in first, but I don't know, man. He's picked Tennessee to win, and they were out real early. So I feel pretty good about that, and he's going down.
All right, look for Kirk for his...
Screw you, Greg!
In the off-season, good at all fantasy stuff.
Also, watch out for the baseball league that we've got coming up.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think that I want another chance at winning this league, and I don't want to wait until the next hockey season, so I figured that we could do baseball. And I'm excited. So I'm a little worried because I picked Justin Turner to be my third baseman. He's already injured and out for like 2 months, so a little worried about that. But anyways, yeah.
I drafted Mike Trout first overall and then made my entire team food and animal themed. So we'll see how that goes.
You actually have a pretty good team, by the way.
Yeah. My team, I did made the same mistake I did in hockey, where I didn't draft all the players I needed and had to immediately drop people. In our hockey draft, I didn't draft enough defensemen. And lo and behold, my defenseman group was like probably the worst in the league. It'd be surprising if there's someone worse. Dylan, why don't you tell the fans where they can find us online?
You can find us online at stlouisshoes.com, on Twitter at stlouisshoes, on the iTunes podcasts, on Stitcher, on Google Play, and on your next Domino's Pizza? Is that everything? I think that's everything.
Yeah, you can use coupon code stlouisshoes for 0% off your next Domino's order, but it'd be interesting to see what would happen. As always, I've been your host, Alex Fergie Ferguson, a.k.a. also named Yellow Swag. We had Dylan O's Always, a.k.a. Brox Coxic, Kirk, also Yellow Swag, and Steve were also our guests this week. I commend you if you manage to stick through that mess of an episode. But also my mom was on. Yeah. Mustn't forget her.
And the Domino's guy, what was his name?
I've lost it. I don't know. It's gone forever.
It's gone Mr. forever. Domino himself was on.
Mr. Domino's always, himself.
As always, we'll see you next week for a checkup on the finals matchup between Derek and Steve. But, you know, Otherwise than that, we'll see you online. Check us out on Twitter at St. Louis Shoes and all at all the other avenues. Take care. Bye now.
We definitely need to make our names easier to follow.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording.
No? You stop recording so quickly. What about all this banter at the end?
Okay. Okay, I'll leave it on.
Keep going. Keep recording.
Oh my god.
Seriously though, all of the names that we have for everyone's fucking teams and everyone's nicknames. There's too many.